You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Cassis for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. Delighted as always to be joined by Mr. Peter Fury, who's...
Likewise, Coogan, it's always good to speak with you as well.
Absolutely. Looking very well as well. You've been tanning yourself in Holland?
I wouldn't say tanning myself in Holland. I went over there for 11 days, helping Rico and Dennis for his fights. And then we went to... I went to Marbella for a week, seen some old friends down there, and then we went back up to the south of France, spent a couple of weeks there. So that was really nice. So, yeah. I've been away about just 4 weeks, so it's good to be back. It's my first day back, actually. I'm back just seeing Yui, and I'll see Savannah later on, and we'll kick in training tomorrow.
Absolutely. British boxing does commence this Saturday with the return, with Sky Sports' return, with Josh Warrington in action this week. So, yeah, we've had a good couple of months nearly, well, sort of 7 weeks of no boxing here in the UK, so it's brilliant to see it finally returning this week, Peter.
I've come back at the right time then. So yeah, no, it'd be good to watch it. It'd be good to see the boxing again and get some kind of normality back. There's some. It's a good card. Is who else is on that bill?
Right, let me get the actual full card up here.
So he's on it. Adam Booth's man, isn't he?
Yeah. So you've got. Lee Wood against Reese Mould. You've got Zelfa Barrett taking on Kiko Martinez.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, Warrington obviously fighting this guy, Lara. Yeah, Hopi Price is on the bill as well. Next week is when Josh Kelly fights David Evanesian. That's the week this Saturday on the 20th.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see that fight. Looking forward to see what adjustments they've made.
Absolutely. Yeah, boxing now kind of comes thick and fast. There's at least a show a week running up until kind of the middle of April. So,
yeah, it's good news.
Absolutely. One fight that is set to hopefully be announced very shortly is Joe Joyce's fight with Alexander Usyk. That hopefully gets some sort of clarity and announcement in the next week. But what chance do you give Joe in that fight against someone like Alexander Usyk, Peter?
I give Joe every chance. He's a big, dangerous heavyweight. They had a good fight in the amateurs, one of them AM fights. You know, it was a tough contest then. You know, although he just had a bit much skill at that time. But this is, this is a different time, and Joe Joyce will be up for that fight, and he'll be giving it everything he's got. So it's going to be. Be an interesting fight. You've got to say Usyk be a slight favourite in it, but that's all. So it's a winnable fight. And like I said, if he connects Big Joe, he can do the damage. Plus, we know he's got that natural heavyweight size. Plus, it's over long rounds as well. So, you know, what's Usyk going to be like when he's being pressured round after round after round after round? This is what they've got to look at. Because we know Joe, he can keep coming for 12 rounds at any pace.
I'm sure Joe could do 15, 16 rounds, no problem. Just, you know,
We've had him in the gym. We know exactly what he's like. He'll keep going till Christmas.
Yeah. But when Joe turned professional, obviously the plan was for Joe, because of his age more so, was to kind of fast-track Joe and put him into fights that he probably may have not have had until fight 6 or 7. He started his pro debut against Ian Lewinson, I remember, a few years ago. But in a very short space of time, the list of opponents he's been in with, and beaten as well, is quite remarkable. Obviously, quite notably, Daniel Dubois in his last fight.
I think his best fight looked to date, and the most recognisable fight he's had for me is Brian Jennings. Because Brian Jennings was a live opponent, come to win, and he's a good fighter. Got good boxing skills and everything else. Steven, yeah, overweight, like looked disinterested. So, you know, but even so, he's been in with some good names, Joe Joyce. But that's his best win for me. You know, beating somebody like Jennings, because he had to take shots as well. So it was it was a, you know, it was an even Stevens fight going into that, so he done well there. So he's up there, Joe Joyce. He's up there with the best of them.
Wasn't Stavern someone that you looked at for your boy Yuri to fight at some point, Peter?
I don't know. I think we've looked at everybody, and everybody's got a pair of boxing gloves on for Yui. So I can't remember. There's been that many opponents shoved forward and shoved back and all over the place. In the end, you know, it was funny because I just said to the team, I said, just get us anybody. So just get us anybody, that's it. Mm-hmm. And then in come Marius Wack. So, he probably was. There's been that many names touted, but like I said, it doesn't really matter. What matters is on fight night, isn't it? Who turns up?
Absolutely. March the 6th, we've spoken about Dillian White in the past, but he has an opportunity to avenge his knockout loss to Povetkin, which took place in August of last year. Are you confident Dillian White can set the record straight this time against Povetkin, Peter?
I'm not confident because you can't write Povetkin off. But you've got to say, yeah, you've got to favour Dillian White to get the job done because he was ahead last time and that one shot just changed it. But Povetkin, he's you don't know what's turning up with Povetkin, you know. So, like I said, it's when you're up on this level of fighting, anything can happen. You know, anything can happen, you know. Like, it was a shock last time. So, I think he should come through it. He's a younger man. And it'll be a good fight. Povetkin, there's one thing we know. He gives everything, doesn't he? So it'll be a good fight. But it's one Dillian White has to win. And I think he knows that.
Eddie Hearn went on record only about 3 weeks ago, not overlooking Povetkin, obviously, but saying that he would like Dillian White to face Deontay Wilder if he comes through Povetkin. What do you think about that fight? Look, quite a few people I've spoke to don't really like that fight for Dillian White. I spoke to Tony Bellew about it and also Carl Froch, and they said they didn't really like that fight for Dillian. What do you think about that fight for Dillian?
Why don't they like the fight then?
I don't know. Stylistically, I don't think they think it's a good match by all accounts.
I think it's a good fight. I think he's. I think that's the fight. Again, it's a 50-50. Anybody could win that fight. So it's a good fight. I think if that fight's available, it should be made. But he's, like I said, he's got to get past Povetkin. He should get past Povetkin, and you know, and he's put the record straight. And I think he'll have come on a lot from it as well because he'll know there's a vulnerability and everybody's got a vulnerability and he just worked towards it. And it's all about being sensible, you know, and not taking your eyes off the ball. So it'll be once he gets through Povetkin, all being well, it'll be a good lesson learned, which will only hold him in good stead for the future.
Yeah, that's on March the 6th, so that's quickly approaching as well. We know Canelo fights Yildirim in a couple of weeks' time. Should he come through that, then a fight likely with Billy Joe Saunders looks set to be made, which is a long time coming for Billy Joe, this Canelo fight, but hopefully he can secure that in May of this year.
Well, yeah, that fight was supposed to be happening a long time ago, so it's good that Billy Joe's getting his shot now. So I think that fight should happen in May. And that'll be exciting to see as well. It'll be a good fight, that one.
Has he got the tools to give Canelo nightmares in that fight and possibly beat him?
Yeah, look, he's got that toughness. He's got that ultimate self-belief as well. And, you know, styles make fights. And, you know, you've got to be up for fights. And I think Billy Joe will be bouncing on air for that fight. You know, so, you know, and everybody will be expecting him to lose it, so there's no pressure. So I think we'll definitely see the best Billy Joe anyway in that fight. So I think it's a good fight. Anything can happen in that fight. You know, the danger is like I said, he's a tank, isn't he, Canelo? And he's strong. You know, and you know, can he cut the ring down? You know, and Billy Joe will have his their own methods and with the right strategies and right tactics, he can win it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not saying he's going to win it. Yeah. What I'm saying is he can win it. It's that fight's winnable for him. Because anything can happen in boxing.
Billy Joe Saunders does seem like one of these fighters, the better opponent that he's facing, the best of him you'll see.
Yeah, I think so. It's a mega fight. It's nice to see him get a good fight. And I think he can do very well. I think he'll do very well. He'll do a lot better than people think he will as well.
Just coming back to Deontay Wilder, Peter. He's former trainer Mark Breland. Gave an interview to Spencer Fearon and Tundi recently on their channel. For the first time, spoken out about his split with Deontay Wilder. Did you see any of that? Did you hear any of it? His comments he made?
I seen it briefly. Scrolled down and somebody put it up on the social media. I had a look at it. And it's quite humorous, actually. Because obviously, you know, Wilder slated Breland to death. So, you know, he's entitled to give some back, isn't he? So, life's a two-way street. So, it's whatever's gone on between them has gone on. So, like I said, it's one of them.
He made an interesting comment in that, saying that Wilder is done in that. He believes Wilder is done in that. What do you think about that?
Well, not unless he knows something that we all don't. You know, look, Wilder, he's always relied on his punch power, hasn't he? You know, and we all know, well, educated boxing brains know, you want to go look back through history, having a big punch alone, it'll get caught up with you. And somebody who can ride and see your shots and give a different style and bring different things, you know, can unravel a problem. So, but you know, I think it's a bit harsh to say he can't come again, you know, so I'm sure they'll be dusting themselves off, looking at the flaws and getting on with it. So no, I don't see that he can't come again. I think it's just, listen, whatever's gone on's gone on. It's up to them, isn't it?
But there will be massive intrigue when he does finally make his return to the ring, because his last fight out was a year ago now against Tyson, and everyone will be interested to see how he responds to that in the ring.
Well, he's got a lot of pressure on himself, hasn't he? Because according to him, you know, he was doped and everything else. So next time we should see Superman. So I guess it's one of them, isn't it? What do you want me to say? I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. To be honest, it's one of them fights where, of course, on a serious note, he can come back. They know what they've got to do. You know, and good luck to him.
Yep. Peter, someone you know very well in Daniel Kinahan, released a statement via TalkSport today. I'm not sure if you've seen it or not.
Yeah, I did. I've seen it. I seen it earlier on. You know, he actually sent it to me himself, so I've seen it. I read it this morning early.
Okay. Yeah. What did you make of that statement on the back of a program that aired recently about him?
Look, you know, when the hype train starts, it starts, you know, and, you know, you've heard of a mole leap gone into a mountain, you know, listen, you know, people put anonymous calls in, you know, when I was younger back in the day, you know, according to government officials, you know, I've murdered 10 people, you know, and they can't find the bodies and stuff, you know, absolute bollocks, you know. So what I'm saying is, even when I've done me jail on the Cat A, you know, I was accused of horrific things and that, you know, fairy tale stuff, you know. Look, I was took to court, asked for 40 million, you know. If I'd seen 10 million, it would have been nice, you know. So it's just when the media starts, you know, it starts and one thing leads to another. And then you've got people in the background, you know, these, you know, whether it be local junkies, druggies or whatever, you know, they'll give snippets of information for 50 or 60 quid. They'll say anything. You know, he's going to blow this building up. You know, he's just cut two people's hands off around the corner. They'll say anything you want. So this is what happens with intelligence. So once your name gets put there, it's like a wheel rolling down the hill. It just picks up speed by itself. You know, so this is always the problem. But look, I can only speak as a personal relationship. I see a God-fearing man, you know, talks to me, wife and children, the same as any other respectable man speaks. You know, that's it. And he's, I know, listen, I go back with him 25 years nearly. Yeah, a long, long time before boxing. Before boxing, I wasn't into boxing. He wasn't into boxing, but we knew each other that long ago. And he's always been passionate about fighting and boxing. You know, he's always had that thing with him. And that's how we got on the last time. You know, he's a man's man, you know, and I've always found him, you know, straight down the line. You know, people can say what they want about people. They can hear. I did send him a joke, actually, about this. I said, it reminds me, when William Wallace, I said, in the film Braveheart, was going up and down in the horse. And one of them said, "You can't be William Wallace. He's 10 foot tall." And he said, "Yeah." He said, "And when he farts, thunderbolts come flying out of his ass and all that, you know." I was having a laugh about that because that's what I've known as well. And I can only speak of my own experience, you know, when tabloids get involved. You look, good stories don't sell. They don't sell. You know, nice things don't sell, Diddy Coogan, really.
No.
You know, if it's really bad, you know, it's horrendously bad, it flies. You know, and this is the life we're in. So anytime anybody's done any journalism on myself, it's been very, very negative. You know, I was leaning on somebody's car a good few years ago, and it was a fucking, I don't even know the name of it, some sports car, McLaren sports car. Yeah. Now, I went in the garage because a friend of mine had bought the car. Yeah. So I had my arm on the car talking away. Yeah. Somebody must have took a photograph. The next thing, it's in all the papers next day, you know, Fury, former drug dealer, buys himself a McLaren, you know. So this is what you get. So it's all of that. So like I said, it's what I will say, good comes through all bad. So my advice to him is what I said to him anyway. I said, keep doing the good work you're doing. That's all you can do. You can only do good things. Can't let other people's opinions put you down. As long as you know what's right, that's all you can do, and just keep going. If we bothered about what everybody said, we bothered about what a paper has to say, you know, we'd all be in dire straits. I'd put it this way, I'd have killed myself years ago if I wanted to listen to what everybody else has got to say. You know what you are, and you do your best, and providing you're doing good things. Listen, I don't like drug dealing. I don't like anything to do with it. That's where I stand on it anyway. Yeah? But that's for people who do that type of business. You know, for me, it's all bad. It's all negative anyway. It ruins people's lives. You know, so I'm not somebody that agrees with a drug dealer or anything. Don't even like it. But people get labeled it. It's like me now. I'm labeled for the rest of my life because of that. You know, but you do change. People do change. You have a different outlook as time goes by. But you, for some reason, it's always with you. That's just the way your life is, isn't it? That's me with the criminal record of my loan. I'm referring to myself. That's not him, is it? He hasn't even got a record. He hasn't done anything. But unless people know somebody personally well, people should keep their nose out of other people's affairs for a start. Because certain people, you know, shouldn't throw stones in glass houses. Should they?
Very true. Very true. Peter, just moving on from there, just an update on Savannah Marshall now.
Savannah Marshall, she's, I'll see you later, like I said. And she fights, I think it's already been released. I think Match Room was saying the 10th of April. So she fights on the 10th of April. I don't know if the opponent's been tied down properly yet. We'll get to find out. But she'll defend the WBO world title.
Good to see. And date-wise for Huey at the moment?
Huey's looking to the end of April. I know Match Room are talking about putting a series of heavyweights on the same bill. So that'll be good. So Huey's also Well, he's in training, but not boxing training. So he'll start as well, probably from tomorrow as well.
Okay, no problem. All right, Peter, it's just a quick catch-up today before the boxing does commence again this week. So long may it continue. Have you got anything else you'd like to add before we finish?
Excited about the new baby coming?
Very much so. Around a week to go, so I'm sure I'll be busy with that by all accounts.
So this is your first child, isn't it?
Yes, correct.
Lovely. Oh, nice. These are the things that matter in life anyway. The rest of it, it is what it is, isn't it?
You're 100% right in saying that.
What's the weather like down there? Snowing here now.
Snowing here. It's been snowing all night last night, and it's settled a little bit here today in Essex. So how long it lasts for, I have no idea. But
well, anyway, I wish everybody very well. I don't like two-faced people. I don't like liars. Yeah, and I don't like money-grabbing pricks either. So basically, to all good people out there, I wish you all the very, very best. And don't believe all you hear. Facts always matter, not fiction.
Peter Fury, thank you very much for those words, and thank you very much for this interview. And
anytime.
No doubt we'll pick up with you at some point over this kind of boxing period that's returning this week.
That'll do. Good speaking with you, Coogan.
Thank you very much, Peter. Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.